Robin Roz, Jacaranda FM.
We're talking shiny things this afternoon because Roz is at that point in her life where she's getting new phone spam. Gaan jy dit doen?
Ek weet nou nie, want ek kry soek 'n goeie raad van almal wat boodskappe deurstuur oor gebruik die foon totdat jy nie meer daai foon kan gebruik nie, want jy gaan jouself geld bespaar.
Lauren says, hashtag shiny things. No. I'm with Rob on this. Don't do it.
Ja.
Maar meeste mense doen dit.
Meeste mense op die WhatsApp-lijn sê eintlik nee. Wanneer vir ons 'n boodskap stuur, if you are an Apple user, you don't need a new device for at least another 2 years, he says. My previous iPhone, an 8 Plus, lasted almost 7 years with the latest software, etc.
You're getting to my territory there, Mabry. We'll talk about it. Bernadette's one-upped us.
Hi, julle. Nee, daar is ek saam met Rob. Ek het vir... Sjoe, ek kan nie eens onthou nie. 12 jaar of iets, nooit 'n nuwe foon gekry nie, maar altyd die kinders se second hand foon gekry en toe die jaar besluit ek net, nou is dit tyd vir 'n nuwe foon.
12 years.
Wow.
At that point, your camera, you might as well be better off drawing photographs of the children as they grow up. If your little sketchbook there. 12-year-old phone, my bro.
Why are you so droog? Facebook is Facebook is also going gangbusters with this topic. When the old one dies, says David, my personal point of view is why spend the money when you could spend on a secondhand car, for example, on a phone when the one you have can make calls and send messages? It just has to keep you connected. That's its main purpose.
I mean,
that's what you and all of the other people that agree with you feel.
I purposefully got out of that contract life.
Yeah.
I was like, no, thank you. I'm going to find an alternative provider and I'm just going to sidestep this whole issue.
Yeah.
Because as you say, now every 2 years you've got a new phone that you're paying off.
Yeah.
I shared it for air. Fine. If you want a new phone, rad, do it. Jaman, how old is your phone at the moment?
Well, I mean, I got a phone from the station last year from Huawei. But before then, I think it was about like a year old.
Okay.
And I decided to buy one cash instead of getting a contract vibe, you know, because then you just like you just buy it and then
I'm a cash buyer as well. The problem is you have to actually save because you never got enough money to buy a new phone lying around.
You know what, Armand? This was not the message I had to get. Armand says, will a new phone make you happy? Smiley face. Then do it. You work hard. And what do you spend on yourself? Armand is in that whole vibe of hashtag treat yourself.
I mean, he's not wrong, Roz.
He isn't wrong, but there's niks fout met my phone, eh?
What else are you going to save for? Retirement?
Children's goofies. How dare I?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what you're going to do, Mackenzie.
Yeah. Ek het nou die boodskap gestuur vandag om te sê, luister, stuur vir my die Maart specials.
Too late for you.
En dan kom ons kyk hoe lyk dit.
Heeltemal te laat vir jou. New phone as soon as possible, or new phone only when the old phone dies? And the reason we ask this is because Roseanne McKenzie is getting spam at the moment.
Yes, so ek is nou due for an upgrade op my foon. Daar is absoluut niks fout met die foon wat ek tans het nie. There's nothing wrong with it. And I wasn't really considering it until they sent me the deals, because you know that's how they reel you in. It's like, oh, you can be paying the same for the same amount of data and the same amount of calls that you get now with an upgraded phone.
The shiny new device.
The shiny new device.
You see, I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
Ek het een van my kontrakte that's not with one of the big network providers.
Yeah.
So mine doesn't come with a phone. So I've got to pay cash money for my phone and then everything else is super cheap.
Koop jy airtime?
Nee.
O, so jy het 'n kontrak.
Yeah, I've got a contract.
Okay.
But it doesn't include a phone and it costs me absolutely nothing. Does mean though that I've got to save, because every 5 or 6 years I have to buy a new device when the other one sort of stops functioning.
Yeah.
But I don't live this upgrade life. So nobody's ever said to me, hey, do you want a shiny new model? Like, that's never been my life.
You know, now that this is out in the universe, nou gaan jy net boodskappe kry om jou foon te opgradeer.
Nee, los my uit. My phone is out en hy werk.
Yeah, so I mean, there's nothing wrong with this phone, but I know that the upgraded or the later model has got better features that I might enjoy more. And a friend of mine actually got the phone recently that I would like to have. And it is mooi. Shiny things, Rob. I'm not as convicted as you to like not spending money. So I don't know. So I'm contemplating it. And that's why I wanted to ask, is it net ek wat so is? Of is jy die persoon wat sodra die nuwe model van jou foon uitkom, koop jy daai een? So when they have the launch event, are you the person that's pre-registering, getting on a waiting list so that you can get that new model? Of gebruik jy 'n ding totdat hy dood is?
I've got those friends who are like, as soon as a new one drops, I want like the expensive color version with the biggest storage. You know, the rose gold 256 gig, whatever. Alles altyd op by eerste dag het hulle een. And I'm just like, could never be me.
Didn't this thing just come out yesterday? Now you've got the thing with all the bells and whistles.
Any on the WhatsApp line gets me. As ek kon kies, het ek nog 'n 3310 gebruik.
My Henny and jy is dieselfde WhatsApp groep. Because if Rob could have a phone that could just text and just call, that would be the phone he would use.
Actually, Henny and I, even better than that, we would not be in the same WhatsApp group because we wouldn't have any WhatsApp. That would be our lives. I don't know. I mean, are these things priced into the contracts? Are you not just paying it off over time? Like me, I'm paying a once off. Are you not just spreading it there?
100%. Like it's not a, you know? It's not a good financial decision. I didn't say I was doing smart things. I just said I like shiny things and I might be in the market for a new phone.
There's the question actually this afternoon. Shiny things. Yes or no? 0848500942.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.